Look, everybody, just help yourselves to drinks while I toy with some ideas for this new part. I'm to play Agnes in Mr. Edward Albee's new play, A Delicate Balance. Why, heavens, no, Simon. Your cigarette won't bother me. I'll have one, too. Binky, you should tell Simon how Winston Churchill used to fumigate my dressing rooms with his cigars. I remember once, when Larry and I were playing Caesar and Cleopatra, Winston rode in with his huge Havana, puffing away like a steam engine. Winnie, Winnie, you old poo, how marvelous to see you. I had no idea you were in the audience tonight. No, you are not allowed to say I was beautiful. I hate that word applied to me. How naughty of you. Here, let me get you an ashtray. You know, I've been longing to tell you, when Larry and I went to the south of France, we read your book, Painting as a Pastime. Got us so excited, we began painting ourselves. We simply took to the brush. Let me get you a drink. I have a bottle of cognac with your name on it. Do you know, at 80, you are still the sexiest man in Europe. Don't tell Larry, boy. In fact, I'll tell you a secret. You know that moment at the end of the first act, when Cleopatra's been talking to the old man by the Sphinx, who's really Caesar, but I don't know it's him. And then the Roman army sweeps on, and I'm just quivering, waiting for them to kill me. But they form up in rank, shout, "Hail, Caesar!" And then I see, I've been talking to Caesar all the time. I fall into his arms, sobbing with relief. At that moment, I sometimes close my eyes and imagine it's not Larry Boy's arms I'm falling into, but yours. You are the only man alive to compare with Caesar. What a man he was, Simon. What a man.